Welcome to Reimagined. I'm your host, Dr. Alex Swenson-Ridley, the founder of Emergent Women Coaching and a woman on a mission to help other heart-centered women leaders and entrepreneurs alter their experience of business and life from one of sacrifice and burnout to unadulterated joy and freedom. This is the show that gives you the inspiration and permission to break all the rules. We help you tap into your intuition, your zone of genius, and creativity to give you the confidence and clarity to do things differently. And we give you the tools and stories that will inspire you to rejuvenate your spirit, innovate how you lead and do business, strengthen your core identity, and connect deeply to yourself so that you emerge as the next powerful version of you. Ready to dive in? Let's go. Welcome to Heart Connect Thursday. You know, I tend to have these moments either in writing or in speaking where I drop something amazing and then, like Will Ferrell in the movie Old School, I totally black out and don't remember what happened. So I know that last week we talked about, what to do when you're triggered and kind of navigating and moving through, still showing up in your own life when you're feeling triggered. And this week is a bit of a build on that, but in a little bit of a different context. I've been going through the last couple of days really being challenged in my identity again, which is like, I've come to find this is fun and something I'm actually excited about, if you can't tell by either watching or listening to my voice. But it's also one of those things that can be really scary and triggering. And in the past, I've definitely gone into like long periods of not being able to function or just being kind of beside myself, feeling really emotional and vulnerable and fragile in the midst of that. And I had a little bit of that going on yesterday. I'm not kind of ready to unpack all of the things that were happening, but it was, you know, just feeling anxious and like I wear an Oura ring. It was registering like, you're stressed. Maybe do something about that. For a good bit of yesterday. And so I actually did. So I wanted to share it. We're going to keep this brief today before I get interrupted by children. Just a brief technique to help settle you when you're in one of those moments. And I don't think I talked about an actual like thing to do. But what that is and what I found to be the easiest to access is to actually just breathe a feeling of ease and calm. And this is a heart math technique that I've gotten quite adept at using, but what it can do is just help take you out of that headspace of, you know, feeling ramped up, anxious, vulnerable, shaky, like you need to eat all the chocolate, curl up in a fuzzy blanket and, you know, have someone rock you and hold you, or any of those things that big crises and identity crises, we'll call them, can cause in the moment as you're just kind of acknowledging and jumping into the abyss of recognizing those things. Or any other time, really, if you're just feeling ramped up and cannot get out of your head. And so to do this, I'm actually just going to do it with you live. You want to focus on the area of your heart. I like to put my hand there because it helps me to connect to what I'm doing. And just breathe a little more slowly and a little more deeply than usual. And while you're doing that, just imagine that you're breathing this sense of ease, or breathing whatever ease is for you. You can imagine like flowing, you know, waves kind of flowing, or a river flowing by, or, you know, something that's just really calming, ease and calm. And if you can get yourself to just sit there in that for even 1 to 2 minutes, it can make such a huge difference. And, you know, I wanted to wrap this in just kind of sharing. So yesterday I had one of those days. Wednesdays have become my day where I don't plan work things and I allow myself to do whatever it is that I feel like I need to do that day. Some days it's showing up and doing some work stuff. Usually it's not. And yesterday was one of those days where I needed comfort and to, you know, spend some time journaling and to really just take care of myself. And I also was in this like triggered state for a good bit of the day. And I was still feeling that way when I went to bed, but I did this practice a couple times throughout the day. And I woke up today not feeling that way at all, and actually feeling really excited. And like I'd worked through and processed a lot of stuff just by giving myself the space, A, to, you know, feel all the feels and do all the things, but B, to, you know, keep bringing myself back and grounding in like, I'm safe now. And it's okay that I don't know what's going on or any of those things, and just being okay with where I'm at. So I wanted to share this. You know, I have definitely struggled my entire life with thinking that if something is easy, it must not work, or it can't just be that simple. And it really honestly is. You know, I'll share in a different setting probably. Like, I've been intentionally doing coherence practice, which what coherence is getting your brain and your heart and your nervous system to sync up. And I've intentionally been doing this every single day. I think I'm on day 45 now. I track it in my HeartMath app at 48. Just kidding. I'm on day 48. And just, you know, the achievement of actually showing up for myself in that way. This is something I've been showing or talking about with some of my clients recently, is like, what if we showed up and fought for ourselves the way we do for certain things in our lives? One of my clients today was sharing, you know, she had these very different feeling conversations yesterday with an insurance company and with AT&T. And you can guess that those probably weren't like the most fun conversations ever. But she was sharing that she showed up in a different way. And, you know, we maybe think of it as more aggressive or things that women tend to have a hard time relating to. But like, she stood for something and was like, no, this is not okay. And this is what I want and what I expect. And my challenge to her and to anyone is, you know, what if you showed up and fought for yourself in that way? And what would it look like to fight for what you need in a moment, in the big challenges and the mess and the chaos, and to fight for giving yourself space and safety and finding comfort, and fight for showing up to do something for yourself each day, even if it's only a couple of minutes. I mean, I don't spend more than like 10 minutes doing this each day, but it's made such a difference in how I feel emotionally, in my energy levels, in, you know, decision making, and just being really present in what I'm, not only what I'm doing, but also with my kid and with my husband when he's actually around. he's traveling most of this month doing big important things, but that's awesome. But in the time that we do have to connect, like, I'm able to be a lot more present and focused and much more connected to my intuition and my own power. And so this is about stepping into our power, and part of doing that is cultivating ease within ourselves so that we feel safe and secure within who we are, even in the midst of what I'm going through, like another level of a major identity crisis. And I'm really excited for where this is going. And I will definitely share more as I continue to move through and process all of this stuff. But I wanted to share, it can actually be as easy as breathing ease. So I challenge you to take this on today. Maybe a couple times, anytime you're feeling like, you know, ramped up. Maybe you live your whole life that way and you just try breathing ease because that could be an interesting experiment in and of itself. Either way, I would love to know how it goes for you. What is it like? How do you feel breathing ease? What does ease look like for you? You know, where do you create safety for yourself and your body? And what kind of a difference does that make? And can you commit to doing it every single day? That was a lot of things, but we'll leave you with that. And we'll see you on the next Heart Connect Thursday. Bye. Thanks so much for tuning into the show. I have a small request. If you enjoyed this episode, please take a moment to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. This is a huge help to us on our quest to reach even more women around the world. Finally, if you're searching for a free community of women on a similar journey to you, I'd like to invite you to join me inside the free Rise community, hosted off of social media on Circle. Here you'll find connection with other women in a safe and loving space, a weekly book club, live events designed to deepen your inner work journey, and additional resources to support your growth. Visit www.jointherise.co or simply click on the link in the show notes to join me. Until next time, remember to honor and love yourself in each moment. Embrace the challenges life throws at you, and continue rising.